Now, you might recall yesterday I was asking if you had the opportunity to meet and speak to somebody famous, and Trev Parkinson, Rooster Trev, you probably know him as, mentioned that he actually got to meet Nelson Mandela, and I thought, well, I can't leave that there. I'm going to have to chase him up and find out a bit more about that. Trev, how are you this morning?
Good, mate. How's yourself?
Not too bad, thank you. So tell us a little bit about your experience meeting the great man, Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, back in the 12th month, 93, mate, the CFMEU sent a delegation from the mining industry over to South Africa because they were getting ready for their elections, and we had the opportunity to meet Nelson Mandela. We was over there for about a fortnight, and we stayed at Johannesburg and travelled up to Zimbabwe and places. But he was there one day addressing his people, just out over in the open field, you know, about 10,000 people there and stage. The security surprised me, mate, because there wasn't any security. They just loved him, mate. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And we was up on the stage with him and met him and took some. I got a lot of photos, which I didn't think they liked us taking photos, but we got them through anyway. And we didn't have phones then, phone photos. We just had the ordinary ones.
Yeah.
But he just said he thanked Australia, you know, the ACTU was behind it too, Australia for coming over, just a goodwill visit to wish him all the best in the elections. And he went on for 2 hours. But what I got out of it, Andrew, was that the people that was there expected too much too soon.
Mm.
And by that, I meant that, you know, as far as power and water and sewage and all that, I don't think to this day they've got what they expected. They thought things was going to turn around, you know, within years. But it hasn't, I believe. I'd love to go back there to see if anything's really happened.
Humanity doesn't change that quickly. What was it like to be in the presence of the great man?
Oh, it's just unreal, mate, you know. My feeling is that, is it real, you know, that he's locked up, for 28 years or something like that?
Man. Yeah.
And he was so comfortable talking to his people and even talking to us, you know. As I said, it's very short, but we follow the what we had to do. And we walked on and shook hands with him and just kept moving on and then sat up on the stage with him, you know. We never got an opportunity to get into a coal mine, but we got the opportunity to go into gold mines, mate. And
yeah.
I've got a terrible lot of pictures. I had my camera with me. And, you know, the conditions they had to work under was unnormal for normal people, mate, you know. No worker should have to work under these conditions.
Yeah.
And I'll show you one day, mate, when we get an opportunity.
I'd like to see that.
But, you know, it was just great it was, you know. And I didn't want to wash my hands, to be quite honest.
I don't blame you, mate. Look, the best story I've ever heard about Nelson Mandela was that, you know, he was imprisoned on Robben Island for 28 years, as you say. And while he was there, he taught the prisoners and some of the guards how to read. You know, it takes an incredible soul to go through an experience like that, but still try and help others.
Yeah, I've got a photo, a big photo of him there with. I'm just walking over to have a look down. My lounger is Nelson Mandela. He was a NUM Life Honorary President to the mine workers of South Africa. With my compliments and best wishes, the future of this country is in the hands of the people. And you form the pivot of the struggle for change in this country. Mandela, he signed it 9th of the 12th, 93. And it's pride of place in my house, mate.
I don't blame you. That's a fantastic experience. Rooster Trev, thank you very much for sharing it with us this morning, mate.
No problem. Thanks, mate.